The views and discussion expressed on this program are for general information only and do not necessarily represent those of the host of the program or that of Faith and Friends Radio, its staff and management. Discussion of specific points and general topics on this program are not meant to be taken as specific professional advice. Please check with your doctor on these issues.
Welcome to Your Holistic Health on Faith and Friends Radio. Your host is Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions. Stay tuned as we examine different aspects of holistic wellness. Here's your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum.
Hello and welcome to Your Holistic Health, coming to you live from the studios of Faith and Friends Radio in Dayton, Ohio. This is your host, Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, holistic clinical pharmacist of RX Integrative Solutions. On today's program, we'll be talking with Samantha Heller, registered dietitian and author of a brand new book entitled Get Smart, Samantha Heller's Nutrition Prescription for Boosting Brain Power and Optimizing Total Body Health. Each week, Your Holistic Health presents evidence-based practical tips on how to integrate body, mind, and spiritual principles into everyday living. We'll turn to Scripture to give us perspective on every discussion focused on wellness and prevention, because we believe that God is a central part of the healing process. In the news this week, have you ever thought about welling yourself well or thinking yourself well, one and the same? Turns out there's a doctor that explains that this is actually possible. Her name is physician Lisa Rankin. She talks about how the body is a mirror of how we live our lives. So, in fact, if you're feeling low or run down, or perhaps even having unexplained physical symptoms that you just can't seem to shake, there's a list from which you can choose a lifestyle and some gap-closing efforts to create a more healthy lifestyle. Here's a few tips from Dr. Rankin. You need healthy relationships, family, friends, colleagues, a healthy, meaningful way to spend your days, whether you work inside the home or out, healthy, creative lifestyle, spiritual life, and financial life, healthy living environment free of toxins and radiation. Boy, that's getting harder and harder to do. Healthy mental and emotional life, filled with optimism, happiness, fear-free, anxiety-free, depression-free. And finally, a healthy lifestyle that supports physical health of the body with good nutrition that we're going to talk about tonight, regular exercise, sleep, and avoidance of unhealthy addictions. All great tips, pretty full charge. Dr. Lisa Rankin's idea of how you can think yourself well and help yourself stay well. Now it's time to introduce our guest. Samantha Heller is a registered dietitian and exercise physiologist. She is a senior clinical nutritionist at the NYU Langone Center for Musculoskeletal Care, Sports Performance Center. She's also the clinical nutrition coordinator for the Outpatient Center for Cancer Care at the Griffin Hospital in Derby, Connecticut. Samantha is the author of the book, Get Smart, Samantha Heller's Nutrition Prescription for Boosting Brain Power and Optimizing Total Body Health. We're going to talk more about it tonight. Welcome, Samantha, to Your Holistic Health.
Hi, thank you so much for having me.
Well, I know you must have a sense of humor because I see the picture, the caricature of a man on the cover of your book that's wearing a head of lettuce.
Well, I wanted the book to be accessible and fun, and I wanted people to pick it up and be able to browse through it and pick up, you know, evidence-based, medically peer-reviewed information and not be overwhelmed with too much text and too much stuff. So I wanted people to know it's, I wrote it in what I hope is a humorous manner and lighthearted, but also very important in terms of how to take care of your health in your life and, of course, the health of your brain, which runs your whole body.
Absolutely. Well, there are, you know, that A word is out there. Alzheimer's is one of our biggest fears. And now that there are so many, I mean, there are millions and millions of baby boomers, 65,000 new 65-year-olds plus every day. You know, I've heard about the My Pyramid, which I don't know who these guys are that developed that. It's a wheelbarrow full of food. Nobody eats like that.
I know.
It's been replaced by My Plate. And I think it's a great step in the right direction towards brain health and general health. Do you agree with that?
I do. I like the My Plate. I thought the My Pyramid was just silly and confusing, and I still think the website is confusing, even if you're computer savvy. But My Plate, and you can go to myplate.gov, and if you're a computer person, and see what they have there. It's a nice, very simple visual. We want half our plate, especially at lunch and dinner, to be vegetables and have some fruit, and a quarter of it to be whole grains, and a quarter of it to be healthy protein. And I do like that. There is a My Plate that I like even better, and that's put out by the Harvard School of Public Health. And if you just Google My Plate and Harvard, it will come up. And what I like about that is it actually gives you details of what to choose and what to avoid, and it's just a little more information to make it even easier for people. I've downloaded it, and I hand it to my patients and say, okay, this is what I just spent an hour talking about, so this is what we can do. And that way you can actually put it on your table, on your dinner table at night, and say, does My Plate look something like this? And it's really helpful. It's a nice, simple guide.
Awesome. Well, you know, where I come from, dietary supplements are becoming the norm, and I'm pushing against that machine, really pushing people to you and other healthcare professionals that are well-versed in nutrition, and I want to hear more about this concept of brain power and smart nutrition. Is it for everyone?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, good nutrition is for every being on the planet, whether it's good nutrition for a lizard or a snake or a cat or a human. It's what we need to do specifically for the way our bodies are designed to be healthy. And that's how our bodies have evolved to utilize and take advantage of the nutrients that we find in the food that we have on the planet. So absolutely. And in terms of brain power, everyone can have a healthier body, and a healthy body and a healthy brain go together. So heart healthy is brain healthy, and brain healthy is cancer preventive and reduces risk of diabetes and overweight. So it's really all part of the big picture of how can we get ourselves to be healthy in an environment that isn't necessarily supportive of that. Mm. So we do want to always, as you're suggesting with the supplement question, start with food, because food has a great synergy of compounds that our bodies are designed to be able to utilize.
That's a key concept, synergistic constituents compounds. That's Mother Nature's perfection. We cannot get that in a bottle. We just can't. And there's this mindset, I think, that the supplements, which have now sort of shifted the prescription use into another, sense of overuse, mega dosing, opulent, extreme combinations, really takes away from the concept from Mother Nature, which is the perfect balance of multiple constituents, kind of like the multivitamin concept, if you will. And you know,
it's complicated, but the key word there is that you're saying is balance. You can't be balanced if you're mega dosing on something. It will knock off the body's delicate balance, or it might.
Now there are some guidelines out there. I just want to make mention of the 2010 Dietary Guidelines for Americans, and that came out with a lot of, I guess, ideas for general health, and this was from the U.S. Department of Ag and the Department of Health and Human Services. Mm-hmm. There's also a publication that was recently on the market from the Council for Responsible Nutrition on the benefits of nutritional supplements, nutrition and, you know, supplements as a sidebar, not all about dietary supplements. What I like about your book, Get Smart, is it's kind of a practical combination of all of that, and it distills down back into what are some basic principles. How do we cook with these, you know, foods? Does it have to be, you know, fresh? Got to run to Chile to get, you know, fresh fruits, or you know, I guess fish for your own fish, your own salmon upstream someplace in Alaska? No, you talk to us in a practical sense in your book. Frozen's okay, canned salmon's okay if you can't afford or pay somebody to go get or have access to the best of the best and freshest. What do you think about that?
Well, you know, I, like you, I deal with real people every day. And Real people every day need very concrete, very practical guidelines. So as much as I'm appreciating the evolution of the dietary guidelines, and every time they come out, they do get a little better, and actually they're planning to come out with some new ones in the year 2015. They're working on those now. They're very general. Balance calories with physical activity, consume fewer foods with sodium, saturated fats. Well, most people don't know what that means. So what I try to do with my patients and when I give talks is be very specific. What does that mean? What is sodium? I'll pull up food labels online and go over them with my patients as we look at some of the foods they're eating when they see the sodium is high. And what context is sodium? What is 2,300 milligrams? Is that a lot? Well, 2,300 milligrams of sodium is what the American Heart Association says is our top value, and 2,400 milligrams of sodium is in a teaspoon of salt. So that suddenly puts it into context. So what we want to do as health care providers and educators is really get down to the nitty-gritty and educate our patients in a very specific, practical way.
I think that's a heralding picture to think that the entire day's consumption of salt, that's the max, not just the beginning point or just a number that's thrown out there, but the absolute max that's healthy is no more than a teaspoon. And I'm sure that most people don't think in those terms when they're buying fast foods or perhaps even just the nutrition for their family for a week or a period of time. We kind of don't read the labels as much as we perhaps could or should. And would that be another sort of a principle in your principle-based let's get smart or eat smart nutrition?
I think, honestly, the way the food labels are laid out right now, they're pretty confusing. I mean, I teach a whole one-hour class in how to read a food label to adults, and they think, oh, gosh, we have to come sit and listen to this, but I draw an example. There's a whole lot of information on the food label, the nutrition facts panel that you can ignore that I don't think is relevant. And there's a few things that you want to look at that are very important. But for the layperson, I think that some of those food labels are confusing. So it's real simple. You look at calories per serving, how many servings are in this container. Serving doesn't mean that's how much you're supposed to have. It just gives you a reference amount. Look at cholesterol. Look at sodium. Look at if there's trans fats in it, and we can get into that too. Look at total carbohydrate. If you have type 2 or type 1 diabetes, you have to check your carbohydrates for that food, for that serving, and ignore the percents and everything on the bottom. And just look at those concrete numbers that relate to that particular food and that particular serving. Makes it a little bit easier.
Well, wouldn't it be wonderful if we had a healthcare professional like you that would stand alongside the grocery cart and help us shop the perimeter of the store where all these wonderful, you know, fresh foods are, but then also get into the aisles and read those labels, because these are the nutritional labels that have been approved, I think through Deche, wasn't it, in 1994? Isn't that when this all began, or am I wrong?
I do think that's correct. The one piece of equipment you need is either a pair of glasses or a magnifying glass, because the print is really small when you're trying to not only read the nutrition label but to look at the ingredients, which is part of looking at the label. And the print is small, and that's not accidental. So you really do have to take the time initially to read your label, see what's in the food you're eating, see if that's the food you actually want to consume, and then after a while you sort of get to know your favorites.
Well, Samantha, we're going to take a moment and go to break, and when we come back, I'm going to ask you about the difference between RDA and DRI and let you tell us what those acronyms stand for.
Okay.
If you're just joining our show, this is Your Holistic Health. Tonight, we're talking with dietitian Samantha Heller about her new book, Get Smart, Samantha Heller's Nutrition Prescription for Boosting Brain Power and Optimizing Total Body Health. We're going to take a short break, and we will be right back.
Your Holistic Health is brought to you by RX Integrative Solutions. Many Americans are taking prescription medications and wish they could find a way to take less. 42% of us have tried some type of complementary or holistic practice, including vitamins and other dietary supplements. Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions provides personalized consultations to review your prescription medications and dietary supplements, and helps you find a simpler, back-to-basics way to health. She'll work in partnership with your primary care physician and will meet with you in person or by telephone or Skype if you're out of town. For more information or to sign up for a consultation, visit rxintegrativesolutions.com. That's rxintegrativesolutions.com.
We're back, and you're listening to a live broadcast of Your Holistic Health on Faith and Friends Radio in Dayton, Ohio. I'm Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum, and tonight our guest is registered dietitian Samantha Heller, and we're talking about her new book, Get Smart. Well, Samantha, what is the difference between RDA and DRI, and who the heck cares? And how much of a nutrient is going to be too much, regardless of which nomenclature you look at?
I was kind of hoping we were going to skip this question. It's confusing, just as you're, you know, implying, or I'm inferring. You know, I'll just so people know, we used to go by the RDAs, which is recommended dietary allowance, and this was a level of nutrient intake sufficient to meet nutrient needs of nearly all healthy people. And a lot of those numbers are based on very small studies and kind of sketchy science, but it's kind of all we have. And we had the RDAs for years. They expanded that and came up with something called the DRI. So the DRI is a general term for a set of reference values, and it's used to plan and assess nutrient intakes of healthy people. So it's sort of an umbrella term that includes not only the RDAs, which sort of says if you have, you know, 400 micrograms of folate a day, that's a good thing. It includes something called adequate intake, which means this is about what you should have of this vitamin or mineral to be healthy, and a tolerable upper intake level, which is we think if you have, you know, 10,000 IUs of vitamin D, that's about enough before we think it's not healthy for you. But as I said, it's what we have to use. It's our blueprint for knowing how much of vitamin A or copper or iron or magnesium our bodies need. But they certainly could do more work on these.
And, you know, I think what
makes sense, right?
Yes.
You know what I mean?
And what I think makes this important to sort of position against my plate is the very reason you brought it up. It's just impossible to try to create an easy way to stay healthy with your nutrition unless you just make it simple. You can't just look at your plate and in general, try your best to have a certain percentage of your meals be fruits and vegetables, or, you know, eat anti-inflammatory oily foods, nuts, fish, that type of thing, as opposed to, well, I've got to sit down and have exactly so many, you know, micrograms, milligrams, mills of a certain nutrient each day. Where does that become problematic? Because people that are trying to get the job done with dietary supplements instead of eating whole foods get into doses, and they replace the concept of a food with multiple constituents.
Yes, I think that the DRIs, which includes the RDAs, I think those are good for creating formulas for people in the hospital, for having a sense of what we might need. I think it's a good sort of research base, but for the rest of us, kind of your average normal human being, what you say is absolutely correct. We just want to make our plates as healthy as possible. If we are ill, if we're battling something, then we may need a little extra vitamin C or vitamin E or something along those lines. So we say it's these are intakes for normal, basically healthy people, and I don't know how many of us are really as healthy as I would like people to be. I would like people to be eating healthier. And supplements have a place when they're necessary, but as you're suggesting, I think we're probably overdoing it. And if we're taking, you know, vitamin C was the big one years ago. Linus Pauling came out with megadosing vitamin C cures all kinds of things. But then we've come to find out that vitamin C, which we know is an antioxidant, too much of it turns it around into a pro-oxidant, and it knocks everything else out of balance. So you want your body to be balanced. You want your body to be happy, and it gets very happy eating food, because food not only has these great vitamins and minerals, it has all these phytochemicals, P-H-Y-T, phytochemicals, and they all work together like a baseball team. Like when I saw you at the Cincinnati Reds, like a baseball team, you have to have that whole team out there on the field and up to bat to make that game work. And that's how your body is with all of these different compounds. Mm-hmm.
What I think is really a great example of where nature sort of meets modern chemistry or chemicals or things out of the bottle is the example of how calcium has been really bandied around in the literature over the last couple, 3 years. And we really, I think, need to take heart when this type of information comes out. So for years, we become perimenopausal women of that age range have been encouraged to up their daily calcium intake. And many women, many women were told, go ahead and take that out of a bottle and get 1,200 milligrams a day. And that was pretty standard practice. It still is, matter of fact, around the country. I'm sure you would agree. And then out pops the new information, a little bit controversial, but still gaining more momentum towards, if you're taking more than maybe 600, maybe 800 milligrams of calcium out of the bottle every day, whatever form that may be. And this was one study or several in postmenopausal women who were not taking vitamin D, which would make it even more well-absorbed, were at increased risk of heart attack. So what I would suggest is that we stay close to a professional like yourself, myself, who follows the published literature, who can guide you as it evolves to stay safe. And again, if too many supplements by dose are causing side effects like drugs, then we're going to have to get the job done in nutrition, in whole foods, whether you're focusing on memory or in your diabetic or your hypertension or whatever world you may be in. Stay tuned. Mother Nature has the perfect answer for you. If you're able to get there or at least draw that in as a goal, you're going to be healthier over a lifetime, and sustainable health is what we're all striving for.
Absolutely. And simple steps that people can take today, again, like the My Plate, have half your plate tonight be vegetables. It can be some salad, and you can have some sautéed broccoli, or you could have some zucchini that you cooked up with some fresh basil from your garden. All non-starchy vegetables are good. This is sort of what I tell my patients, and they get happy. And the starchy ones are good. You just can't eat a ton of them. So all non-starchy vegetables are good. All whole grains are good. All nuts and seeds are good. All legumes are good. All whole grains are good. And it's like, that just opens up the door to a variety of such amazing foods for everybody.
And to wrap up our calcium example, many vegetables contain calcium, not just fortified milks. Almond milk contains a whole lot of calcium if you don't like cow's milk.
Oh, yeah, I did sort of go off the calcium topic. But, yes, in calcium, we do get it from food. We get it from dairy as an adult. And any children over 2, we want to have the non- or low-fat dairy. But if we get it from food, that's great. The one thing that's hard to get enough of, really, is vitamin D. But other than that, really, food is just such a great way to go. And because it has so many other healthy compounds that make us healthy and happy.
Absolutely. Well, we're kind of coming up on the final moments of our show, and I wanted to ask you about obesity because just in the last few weeks, amazingly, and it's about time, I might add, obesity has finally been declared a disease, and it's going to be covered by most insurance, we're told. I'm curious how you feel about this.
Well, I'm a bit on the fence, to be honest. I think, the American Medical Association said they thought it should be a disease. They don't have an authority to declare that, but they do certainly have a large voice in the medical community. On the pro side, if we can get visits with registered dietitians and exercise physiologists and physical therapists covered by nutrition to help people work through losing weight and lowering their cholesterol and lowering their blood pressure, managing their blood sugars, and prevention, you know, to not even get to that point, I would be thrilled. If this led to that, if obesity is a disease, encouraged insurance companies to to give money and fund programs and education and support groups for communities, for kids, for adults, on how to be healthy and shopping and going to your local farm and all of that, that would be wonderful. I have a little bit of a concern on the other side in terms of people then just going to the doctor and looking for a medication, a prescription medication for weight loss, and also for the weight loss surgeons to take advantage of this and perhaps be doing weight loss surgery when other things should be tried and considered first. So that's my concern, but I sure would love it if we could sort of focus on the prevention and get people counseling and the ongoing support to help them get healthier. It would be great.
And it really starts as a young child and in the family. I guess the schools, the families, the churches, synagogues, wherever possible, need to me, band together and have a unified voice and a very simple message. Mother Nature and Whole Foods is the place to start and finish for a healthy beginning. And that aspect, I think, of life is overlooked because we've become a fast food society nutritionally, and we've got to push it back against that machine in addition to the dietary supplements, in my humble
opinion.
Absolutely.
The environment is supportive of fast, convenient, quick, easy, frozen food, junk food, pick up, get takeout on your way home. And it does seem convenient, but in the long run, actually, it costs you more money. And staying home and cooking a few meals a week is not only good for your waistline and good for your body, but it's good for your familial relationships, and it's great for kids in so many ways. And we have a lot of research that shows that eating at home helps kids be healthier. It helps reduce kids' inclinations for drug abuse and alcohol and eating disorders. So it's really sort of a great thing all around for family meals. To come back in vogue again would be nice.
Love it. We're all out of time. Samantha, where can listeners go for more information about your book?
Oh, they can go to, it's available on Amazon.com or Barnes & Noble, I guess, .com, or I have a website, HellerHealth.com, where that has some information as well. Thank you so much.
It's been wonderful having you here, and thanks for your smart tips on getting smart, and I promise you I'm not going to wear a head of lettuce when I go home tonight, but I'll think about you.
Oh, but it would look so cute on
you. I'll think about you.
All right.
Thanks to our guest, Samantha Heller, author of Get Smart and some great tips on just general health and healthy nutrition, for being with us tonight. This is Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum of RX Integrative Solutions. Please take a look at my website, rxintegrativesolutions.com, for a library of health-related articles I've written just for you. And tune in again next week at this same time to hear Joy France, Senior Program Associate of Grailville Retreat Center in Loveland, Ohio, talking about sustaining spirit on the next edition of Your Holistic Health. You are loved. Blessings and good night.
The views and discussion expressed on this program are for general information only and do not necessarily represent those of the host of the program or that of Faith and Friends Radio, its staff, and management. Please contact your healthcare provider for specific professional advice on these topics.
Thank you for being a part of our discussion today. Please join Dr. Kathy Rosenbaum each Friday, 6 p.m., on Faith and Friends Radio for Your Holistic Health.